This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to have a difficult conversation with someone who is more powered than you. A practical guide to speaking up to those who hold the power. In short, speaking up to someone who holds power over your career is one of the hardest things you will do at work. Preparation is what separates a productive conversation from a damaging one. The way you frame your concern matters as much as the concern itself. A clear, practiced process gives you the best chance of being heard and respected. Definition: a difficult conversation upward is any exchange where you raise a concern, challenge a decision, or deliver honest feedback to someone with more authority than you at work in a way that carries real personal or professional risk if handled badly. She had been sitting on it for 3 months. A decision from above that was quietly destroying her team's output, and not one person had said a word to the manager responsible. When she finally tried, she opened with an apology, buried her point somewhere in the middle, and ended by saying it was probably fine. The manager nodded and moved on. Nothing changed. The real problem was not fear, though fear was there. The problem was she had no framework for a difficult conversation upward. No clear process for turning what she felt into something the person with power could actually hear and act on. This kind of moment happens every day in every workplace. And most people handle it the same way: they either say nothing, or they say something badly and wish they had not. This guide gives you a working process for doing it properly. Why speaking up to power feels so dangerous. There is a reason this kind of conversation is harder than speaking to a peer or a direct report. The stakes are asymmetric. If a peer disagrees with you, the cost is friction. If someone with authority over your role, your promotion, or your daily working life disagrees with you, the cost can feel existential. That fear is not irrational. Power shapes how messages land. A concern that would read as professional candor from one colleague can read as insubordination from another, depending entirely on who is speaking and to whom. You are not imagining the risk. You are calibrating it correctly. What most people get wrong is assuming that because the risk is real, the only safe option is silence. Silence has its own cost, one that compounds quietly over time. Unresolved tension erodes trust. Problems that go unnamed get worse. And the longer you wait, the higher the emotional charge when you finally do speak. The goal is not to eliminate the risk. It is to prepare well enough that the conversation is more likely to go right than wrong. What do you need before the conversation begins? A difficult conversation upward without preparation is just a confrontation. Preparation is what transforms it into a professional exchange with a chance of changing something. Before you book a meeting, be clear on three things. First, what specifically do you want the other person to understand? Not how you feel in general terms, but what precise situation, decision, or behaviour you're bringing to them. Second, what outcome are you hoping for? A change in approach, a clearer explanation, a commitment to revisit something. Know it before you walk in. Third, are you ready to hear a response that challenges your view? A conversation is not a declaration. If you go in without room to be surprised, you're not preparing for a dialogue, you're preparing for a performance. Write your key points down. Not a script you will read from, but a short set of notes you've thought through. This gives you something to return to if the conversation goes sideways. How to have a difficult conversation upward. A step-by-step process. Step 1. Request a private, dedicated meeting. Do not raise a difficult issue in a hallway, at the end of another meeting, or over a messaging app. Request time specifically for this conversation, and be honest that there is something specific you want to discuss. You do not need to reveal the full content in advance. A simple way to open that request: I would like to find 30 minutes to talk through something that has been on my mind. It relates to the X project, and I want to make sure I handle it properly rather than raise it in passing. This signals respect, preparation, and professional intent from the very start. Step 2. Name the situation, not the character. When the meeting begins, your opening sentence carries enormous weight. The most common error is to frame the concern around the other person's personality, motives, or general behavior. That immediately triggers defensiveness, and you lose the conversation before it starts. Frame it around a specific situation and its impact. Not you have been dismissive of the team, but in the last two project reviews, the team's input was not included in the final decision. The impact has been that people feel their work is not being considered. Situation. Impact. That is the frame. it is harder to argue with a fact than with an accusation. If you want a fuller method for structuring this kind of upward feedback, the scripts for giving upward feedback to your manager that actually gets heard resource gives you language you can use directly. Step 3. Stay grounded when the temperature rises. The moment the other person pushes back, most people either fold completely or escalate. Both end the productive part of the conversation. When you feel the impulse to retreat or to sharpen your tone, slow down. Take a breath before you respond. If you need a moment, take it openly. Let me think about what you have just said for a moment. This is not weakness. This is what composure looks like under pressure. The core framework for staying grounded during a tense workplace conversation is worth knowing before you walk into any high-stakes exchange. It gives you a reliable internal anchor when the conversation pulls you off balance. Step 4. Listen fully before you respond. After you have made your point, stop. Let the other person respond without interrupting. This is harder than it sounds when you are anxious and have a prepared argument waiting. Real listening here does two things. It gives you accurate information about their actual position, not the one you assumed they would take, and it shows a kind of respect that makes them more likely to extend the same to you. After they finish, reflect back what you heard before you respond. So what I'm hearing is that the timeline pressure was the primary driver of the decision. Is that right? This is not agreement. It is confirmation that you understood, and it slows the exchange to a pace where solutions become possible. Step 5. Bring a path forward, not just a problem. This single step separates the conversations that produce change from the ones that produce resentment. If you come with only a grievance, you leave the other person with only a problem. If you come with a suggested way forward, you become part of the solution. You do not need a perfect answer. You need a starting point. I am not sure what the right solution is, but I would like to explore whether we could build in a 30-minute review with a team before decisions are finalized. Would that be something you would consider? It shifts the conversation from complaint to collaboration. That shift is everything. For conversations that concern your wider team's needs with senior leadership, the value method for advocating with senior leadership gives you a structured way to make that case. Step 6. Close with clarity, not ambiguity. Too many difficult conversations end with both parties feeling like something was resolved when nothing concrete was agreed. Avoid this by naming what happens next before you leave the room. I appreciate you hearing me out. Can we agree that you will look at the review process and come back to me by the end of the week? If they cannot commit to something specific, at least agree to continue the conversation. Would it make sense to revisit this next week once you have had time to consider it? A closed conversation with no next step is not a resolution. It is a pause. Step 7. Follow up in writing. Within 24 hours, send a brief, professional note summarizing what was discussed and what, if anything, was agreed. Keep the tone warm and direct. This is not an attempt to hold someone to account in writing. It is a professional courtesy that protects both of you and keeps the matter from quietly disappearing. Something like, "Thank you for the time today. As I understood it, we agreed to revisit the review process before the next project phase. I will follow up on my side and look forward to continuing the conversation." When the conversation happens remotely. A difficult conversation upward over video carries extra complications. Nonverbal signals are harder to read. Silences feel longer. It is easier to misread a neutral expression as hostility, or a thoughtful pause as dismissal. If you are navigating conflict during a remote or hybrid meeting, turn your camera on regardless of what the other person does. Hold eye contact with the lens, not the screen. Speak more slowly than you think you need to. And if the conversation stalls or becomes charged, name what you are noticing. "I want to make sure I'm reading this right. It feels like this has landed badly, and I want to understand your reaction." Remote conversations reward over-preparation. Write more detailed notes than you think you will need. The absence of a physical shared space means you carry more of the conversational structure yourself. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What gets people into trouble? The mistake: raising the issue in the moment, while emotions are still high. Why it happens: The impulse to say something feels urgent. What to do instead? Wait until you have enough distance to be clear, not just venting. If the issue needs addressing quickly, give yourself at least a few hours before you speak. The mistake: opening with an apology for having the conversation. Why it happens: it feels like it softens the impact. What to do instead: it actually undermines everything that follows. Start with the situation, not with self-deprecation. A mistake: listing every grievance at once. Why it happens: the conversation feels rare, so you try to cover everything. What to do instead: focus on one specific issue. A narrow, clear concern is far easier to act on than a catalogue of problems. The mistake: abandoning the conversation when you meet resistance. Why it happens: the discomfort of pushback feels like a signal to stop. What to do instead: resistance is normal. Acknowledge it, stay curious, and redirect. I hear that your view is different. Help me understand where you are coming from. If the conversation genuinely cannot continue, request a follow-up rather than abandoning it entirely. The value method for advocating with a manager who dismisses the problem is specifically designed for those moments when your concern keeps getting deflected. Before you walk in, a preparation checklist. Use this before any difficult conversation upward. It takes less than 10 minutes and is worth every second. Number 1. The specific situation. Write one sentence describing exactly what happened, without interpretation or blame. Number 2. The impact. Write one sentence describing what effect it has had on you, your team, or the work. Number 3. Your opening sentence. Draft the first sentence you will say when the conversation begins. Practice it aloud at least twice. Number 4. Your proposed way forward. Write one concrete suggestion, even if provisional, that you can bring to the table. Number 5. Your non-negotiable. Identify the one thing you need the other person to genuinely understand, even if nothing else changes. Number 6. What you will do if met with resistance. Decide in advance whether you will hold your ground, request a follow-up, or escalate if needed. Number 7. Your closing. Know how you will ask for a concrete next step before the meeting ends. If you are working through a concern that also involves your team's dynamics, how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team's progress walks you through the team dimension alongside the upward one. Frequently asked questions. What is a difficult conversation upward? A difficult conversation upward is one where you raise a concern, challenge a decision, or give honest feedback to someone who holds more authority than you. It requires careful preparation and clear framing, because the power imbalance raises the personal and professional stakes considerably. How do you start a difficult conversation with your manager? Start by requesting a private, dedicated meeting rather than raising the issue in passing. Prepare a clear opening sentence that names the situation without blame. Something like, I wanted to speak with you about something that has been affecting my work, and I would value your perspective on it. How do you stay calm during a difficult conversation with someone senior? Prepare your key points in writing before the meeting so you're not improvising under pressure. Slow your breathing when tension rises. If you lose your thread, it is entirely acceptable to say, give me a moment to gather my thoughts. Preparation is the single most reliable source of calm. What should you avoid when having a difficult conversation upward? Avoid raising the issue in public, speaking in the heat of the moment, and framing your concern as a complaint or accusation. Do not list every grievance at once. Focus on one specific situation, describe the impact clearly, and come with a proposed way forward, not just a problem. How do you handle a manager who dismisses your concern during a difficult conversation? Do not abandon the conversation immediately. Acknowledge their view briefly, then redirect. I hear that. I would still like to understand whether there is a path forward on this. If the conversation closes without resolution, request a follow-up meeting and prepare more specifically for the second attempt. Can a difficult conversation upward damage your career? It can, if handled carelessly. But silence carries its own risk: unresolved tension, eroded trust, and problems that worsen over time. A well-prepared, respectful conversation framed around impact and solutions rarely damages a professional relationship and often strengthens it. The conversation you keep putting off. Most people are not waiting for more courage. They are waiting for a clear enough process to trust. The difficult conversation upward you have been rehearsing in your head for weeks does not get easier with more time. It gets heavier. Write your opening sentence today. Practice it once. Request the meeting before the end of the week. This much I know for certain, the conversations we avoid do not disappear. They accumulate, and eventually they speak for themselves in ways we did not choose. A difficult conversation upward, handled with care and preparation, is one of the most direct ways to earn genuine respect in any working relationship. The process is here. The next step is yours. For situations where the conflict has escalated further and is pulling a team apart, the deal method for resolving conflict that fracture team dynamics gives you a structured path forward beyond this initial conversation. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.